and therapeutic reflexologist and wellness coach in Bryanston, Johannesburg.
Hello, Heather.
Hello. Can you tell us where your journey started, Joanne, and how you arrived at doing what you're doing today? What's
Heather, it's been an interesting journey. I've been a facilitator of people development and run workshops for some 15 years. Yet all my life, I've always been interested in the healing world and alternative wellness solutions. Yet somehow, I've always hesitated to step into it. So when I was 35, I found myself in a dark place of low self-esteem, hopelessness, fear from years of being suppressed, oppressed by various forms of abuse, where I realized something had to change and I had to make different choices as I was dying inside. I explored books, online courses, workshops, and one day I was in Stellenbosch and experienced Reiki, and that's where my journey to healing began. So I felt the shifts and releases happening that left me feeling lighter and more at peace. And then, still continuing on my path of self-discovery, I then met with another crossroad when I was diagnosed with cervical, closely followed by breast cancer. And I realized I needed to do more and deeper work to release deep-seated emotions that were very clearly manifesting in illness. I also chose alternative treatments, much to the horror of the doctors and oncologists, after having the tumor removed and completely changing my lifestyle, eating patterns, as well as thinking patterns. So I explored NLP after seeing the amazing effects on someone very close to me. And through that journey, I felt such emotional freedom that I went on and did my master practitioner training, as I was completely convinced of the long-lasting effects of HNLP and wanted to share it. During this time, it also became clearer to me that helping to heal others was where I really wanted to be. And I also felt it needed to be a body, mind, and soul experience rather than a single track. And having had the spiritual component in Reiki, mental and emotional support component in NLP, the physical piece was missing. And that's what brought me to therapeutic reflexology.
a true survivor, blessed. I believe you're involved in a number of modalities, as you said, and you've now got to therapeutic reflexology. So, can you take us through your experiences of, well, you've really been there, but how you reached the conclusion that you needed to explore and got to therapeutic reflexology?
Yes, indeed. Well, from my experience, I understood and believed that healing is from the inside out and needs to be holistic to have a long-term sustainable effect. And I also believed that one size doesn't fit all. So there needed to be flexibility so my clients would be free to make their own choices on their own healing path and where they would like to begin. So beginning with Reiki, some begin with NLP and others prefer to begin with reflexology. And some don't even use all three modalities. So I explored other modalities to make sure of my path of Reiki, NLP, and reflexology. And those seemed to be the ones that resonated for me. And of course, I was a living example of it.
Absolutely, Joanne. So can we go back and look at them individually, and we'll start with Reiki.
Yes. So Reiki is very much an energy healing modality that goes at a very deep level. It is for anybody. It reduces stress, induces relaxation. It certainly balances the mind and emotions, bringing about inner peace and harmony. It boosts the immune system by clearing toxic energy that's been accumulated due to emotion, stress, or illness, or bad eating, or whatever it is the person is going through.
Thank you. And now let's go to NLP. Who can benefit from this?
Once again, Heather, anyone, young, old, well, sick, it's across the board. It helps overcome emotional barriers that sabotage people, and it helps them let go those self-limiting beliefs that hold them back from exploring their own full potential by changing patterns of behavior that are hampering them, and it changes their quality of life. So, for example, I've coached hundreds of young graduates in one of the major banks throughout Africa, and the most amazing shifts that weren't even imagined have been experienced by these young people.
Wonderful. Now, can we go to reflexology? What can you tell us there, Jan?
Therapeutic reflexology, again, is a wide spectrum healing modality that is applicable to anyone and everyone. It releases physical blockages and congestions. It stimulates the body's natural healing abilities. It improves overall sense of well-being, allowing the person to feel uplifted, energized, more centered. And it's a great stress release and induces relaxation as well. It relieves hypertension, burnout, infertility. It supports pregnant mothers and makes their journey easier. It helps labor become easier as well. It certainly alleviates baby blues and depression, PMS, menopause. It brings relief to digestion issues and improves circulation and hormone balance and so much more. I could carry on.
Sure, you can. Awesome. So, who typically are your clients?
Heather, I've worked with hundreds of men and women who've been struggling to juggle various aspects of their lives with the mounting pressures of work, family life, friends, and maintaining a happy home. And I often work with highly stressed out executives and industry leaders from all walks of life. I work with women who have reached middle age and are in turmoil with the changes they're experiencing at every level, whether it be physical or emptiness syndrome or questioning their life purpose. And I also work extensively with young adults who are confused by social pressure, family expectations, and who they want to be.
Now, let's go to what is your dream for your practice going forward?
I'm not sure if you ever saw a movie Pay It Forward, but very simply put, my dream is to pay it forward. And what I mean by that is I've had wonderful teachers, encouraging guides, inspirational mentors, and I really want to bring hope and inspiration to those who are in pain and suffering and cannot see the light on their own just by simply sharing my life-changing experiences and the lessons that have healed me and brought me to the place of inner peace and fulfillment with an unbelievably enriched life. So, through my vehicles of healing, I want to help empower people to move them through their fears with courage and confidence, help free them from the pain that holds them back, and shift the patterns that keep them stuck so they can move forward and become more of who they truly are and want to be with inner peace and freedom.
That is so beautifully put, Joanne. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much for all that information. And I really, you are a wonderful, fine example of a human being, of what can be. And I wish you every success going forward and onward and upward, healing for you and everybody you deal with. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Heather. Thank you for your time, and I look forward to connecting again.
Wonderful. Thanks, Joanne. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.